In the 1960s, our country weathered social revolutions that were largely aimed at values which had evolved the preceding decade in politics and in the family. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of a book called Homeward Bound that examines how these two areas of American life intersected in the 50s.
That nuclear family nightmare, known as The Simpsons, are the hottest cartoon characters around these days. Along with a few other subversive strips like Doonesbury and Kathy, the dysfunctional Simpsons give the lie to the majority of comics that have always staunchly affirmed the normative. The Flintstones, Blondie, and even the futuristic Jetsons reinforce the sentimental fantasy that the ideal family has remained unchanged throughout history. The serious side to this distorted comic vision is that it corresponds to what many of us want to believe about our private lives, that they transcend history. It's left to historians like Elaine Tyler May to remind us that even our most intimate decisions about who to love, whether to have children, and how to raise them are shaped by the times we live in. May's 1988 book, Homeward Bound, which has just been reprinted in paperback, is a fascinating and readable social history of family life in the 50s. She sifts through Hollywood fan magazines, surveys of married couples, TV show plots, and economic and civil defense guidelines to demonstrate her argument that the timeless ideal of the nuclear family was a particular product of the nuclear age. Homeward Bound is strikingly different from other social histories of the 50s because it explicitly links changes in domestic life to Cold War politics. May says that security became the nation's main concern during the Cold War, and that an ideology of containment shaped both our public and private actions. To contain the communist menace abroad, we built bombs. At home, some people worried that communism would infiltrate a country gone soft because of promiscuity and a falling birth rate. So Americans began marrying earlier and having large families. Champions of the containment ideology, like J. Edgar Hoover, called upon women to fight the twin enemies of freedom, crime and communism, by embracing careers as homemakers and mothers. May claims that even the great white exodus to the suburbs was motivated as much by Cold War politics as by people's personal decisions to move. She says that government and business leaders were worried about post-war labor unrest in large industrial cities. It could lead to class warfare and communism. So they helped to disperse the urban working class into the suburbs by making it easier for blue-collar families to buy a house. Once in the suburbs, the angry proletariat would become more concerned with plumbing than with politics. As the developer William Levitt said, "No man who owns his own house can be a communist. He has too much to do." Of course, the secure suburban home of the 50s also contained a lot of discontent. The last chapter of Homeward Bound examines why so many baby boomers began to feel more trapped than protected by their parents' bomb shelter mentality. In the 2 years since Homeward Bound was first published, the Cold War is becoming a memory. As Elaine Tyler May and The Simpsons remind us, it may be easier to live in the same world with our enemies than it is to live under the same roof with those we love.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. The paperback edition of Elaine Tyler May's book, Homeward Bound, is published by Basic Books.